Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and during this hour, we're going to talk about a little phenomenon about a sinking yard, a yard that should be looking good, but it's sinking for some reason. We're going to try to help a homeowner out with that one. Also, radiant heat is a great way to stay nice and cozy during the wintertime, and can you retrofit that over an existing slab? Joe's got some great advice for you on that. Also, smart home devices. You're hearing all kinds of information about people taking those steps towards having a smart home. We've got an expert on that's going to point out a few of the things you have to be careful if you're trying to adapt to that. Also, insulating crawl spaces. Well, if that's on your list, we've got some great information for you on how you can do that right. Joe, what about that simple solution coming up? What can we expect?
All right, Danny, if you have a sliding glass door that's rolling a little rough, most people first think it's the wheels under the door, but often it's the track itself. So I have a quick, simple solution how to fix that problem if the track is causing the door to ride rough or not open or close very smoothly.
And it's not just spraying some stuff on it. It's not just spraying that well-known multi-purpose lubricant on it. It's a lot more than that, right?
Absolutely, yeah, because as we said in the past, if you keep spraying lubricants, often it just attracts more dust and dirt and worsens the problem, doesn't help at all.
Exactly. Hey, one thing Joe and I want to share with you is some information about ROI, the best return on your home improvement dollar investment, according to Remodeling Magazine. Every year, and I've been reading this thing for about 15 years or so, every year they come out with this this little report, a little bit of research. It's always kind of interesting. So, Joe, why don't we take this list and kind of go through it, starting at number 10, working our way to number 1. I see number 10 is a deck addition with composite decking. We get a lot of people asking about, is composite decking worth it? It looks like it's entered into the top 10.
Yeah, barely made the list at top 10, but you do get a return on investment. It's not a great return, but it's better than maybe most people think, about 62%, meaning if you spent, like, the average cost of a composite deck is about $22,000, if you resale your home, you'll get about $14,000 more for your house because of the deck. So that's a recoup value of about 63%.
I got you. Number 9 is wood window replacement, and I can understand that. Wood windows are beautiful, but boy, if you're having to keep that glazing in good shape and you're having to paint it, and during this time of the year when you want to maybe open those windows a little bit, sometimes that can be a challenge. So replacing those turned out to be number 9.
Yeah, and because everyone wants windows, because they're not like new windows, because not only does the house look better, but you save quite a bit on energy.
Number 8, fiber cement siding replacement. Man, I am seeing fiber cement. Well, we installed some this week on one of our television shows that will be upcoming, but I see that made it in at number 8.
Number 8, average cost is about $19,000, and resale you'll get maybe $13,000 more, so that's about 69% value recouped on that. And I suspect, I wonder if out west, so I haven't figured this out yet, but I wonder if out west with all the fires are selling more and more fiber cement because, of course, it is fireproof.
Yeah, well, that's one of the many options there, or many advantages of it, termite resistance. And I'll tell you, if you paint fiber cement properly, it will last it probably lasts 10 or 12 years sometimes, because it's just something about us, like anything, it's low maintenance, not no maintenance. So you still have to do a little bit of work here and there on it. Number 7, vinyl window replacement.
Yeah, again, the windows, putting in new windows, you almost always get your money back. It costs about $20,000, a little less than $20,000 to replace vinyl windows on the average house. And that's nearly $4,000 less than wood windows, which is why it comes in at number 7. And you recoup about 68% of that cost.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it must be a big business, because that's one of the things we're seeing advertised more than anything, the window replacement companies.
Right.
And, there's big companies that are really streamlining that process. But still, the supply and demand issue that we're dealing with, it still can be 12 to 14 weeks from the time you place the order.
Yeah.
Now, that's 3 to 4 months before you get your windows. That's crazy. It used to be 3 weeks.
Right. So, well, put your order in early. That's the tip there.
Exactly. Number six, steel entry door replacement.
Yeah, I think, Danny, I think you lean more toward a wood or fiberglass. I kind of like steel doors. So I'm surprised to see it actually on this list because most people either go to wood or fiberglass, but it costs about $2,000. You recoup about $3,300. So that's a 65% recoup on a steel entry door.
And number five, vinyl siding replacement. And Joe, you know, vinyl siding kind of had a bad name there for a lot of years because,
sure.
I mean, it was paper thin. It just didn't seem to, you know, hold up very well in different conditions. But boy, some of the different higher level, the newer generation vinyl siding is a pretty darn good choice.
Yeah, and some of it has insulation, polystyrene on the back of it, so it's highly energy efficient. And the ones, Danny, I don't know if you've installed any that look like wood shingles.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually, from a distance, I mean, if you stand right next to it, it looks like vinyl, but from a distance, you would not know that it wasn't wood shingles. And of course, then you don't have to paint it or anything else.
And it goes up very fast, too, because
we did
the wood shakes on the front gable of Chelsea's Ranch Revival, and man, we had, you know, pneumatic guns and everything, but it still took a long time versus
takes a while.
Yeah, because you're going one at a time versus
yeah, exactly.
You know, with vinyl, it has, you know, the vinyl type has a, you know, several pieces together. Number four on our list of the best return on your home improvement dollar is deck addition with wood decking. So we had the composite decking, which was at number 10. This is at number four, and I assume that's a lot to do with it's just less expensive.
That's absolutely right. It costs, the average wood deck costs about $16,000. That's almost $6,000 less than a composite deck. So that's why you recoup nearly 66% of the cost.
And number three is one that's always at the top of this list every year. And it makes sense, minor kitchen remodel, because it's hard to sell a house that has an old obsolete kitchen. So doing a facelift or doing some minor modifications to that, it's understandable why it comes out in number three on this list.
That's not surprising, but what I thought was a little surprising is what is the average cost of a minor kitchen remodel?
Hmm.
Over $26,000.
Oh, whoa.
So if you're planning a major one, go out and get another job, I guess.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But a minor one's over $26,000. But you will recoup over 72% of that cost on resale.
There you go. Number two on the list is manufactured stone veneer exterior. And, you know, I think this is probably an example where, you know, over the years, competition, finding ways of manufacturing this material a little more reasonable, price coming
right
down, and just people seeing it, liking it, and wanting it is one of the things that's motivating it to be number two on this list.
Yeah, I was surprised to see it that high on the list. I didn't realize that many homes were having stone veneer. And because it's manufactured, it goes up so much quicker than, you know, natural stone, each piece being put up. Some of these come in panels. The average cost is about $10,000, and you recoup a whopping 92% of the cost. So
wow,
people do indeed like the look of stone on the front of their house.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, and we remind you now, this list is about cost versus value. So number one might kind of throw you off a little bit because, you know, you think of this cool, sexy thing around the
yeah
house and everything. But number one on the list, it gives you the most return on your home improvement dollar.
Drum roll, please.
A garage door replacement. And so explain that a little bit. Give me some feasibility there on that one, Joe.
I wish I could explain it, but I do not really understand that. Of all the things, of all the sexy projects, you're right. When you pull up into a house, I guess so many houses have the garage door facing the street, so you see it. So I guess it's a first impression thing. And it only costs about $3,900 on average to replace a garage door, and you recoup an amazing 94% of that cost. So if you're about to sell your house and you're thinking of upgrading, and even if you're not about to sell it, the house looks so much nicer with a new garage door, go out and put one in because you'll definitely get your money back.
And of course, having the smart app that goes with that garage door is just something
you have
to have.
The garage door opener,
matter
right,
of fact,
yeah,
just this morning I was leaving my house and I had put my garage door opener. I hid it for my daughter who came in last night. So I was backing out. I got in the driveway. I didn't have any way to close the door. Well, I picked
right
up my phone And I'm, of course, you know, here I am 30 feet away from it.
Right.
And just went to my app, pushed the button, and it closed. So
beautiful. You used to do is pick up your phone, call your wife, and say, Sharon, go out in the garage and close the door.
Well, that's where I grabbed the phone to do, and then I remembered I had an app, so I tried to salvage that a little bit. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. Would love to hear from you. Pick up the phone anytime, 800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your opportunity to ask us any question, comment, or maybe share a tip with us that has worked well around your house, and we'll share it with our listeners all over the country. Also, emails. We've got some great emails this week that we're going to share with you in just a little bit. If you'd like to send us one, all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/ask. So we've got a lot of different subjects that we're going to be talking about, and want to make sure that we're helping you, as we do each and every week, with any of those challenges you have around your home. Because owning a home is a lot of fun, and it can be a lot of fun if you take care of these few things all along the way instead of letting them kind of pile up with that big long list on the refrigerator. So we've got the answers for you. You're at the right place. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Here at the Home Depot, we want to help you do big, bigger, even epic. From small tools to earth-moving equipment, we've got your DIY covered, no matter how big or small. And at the Home Depot, you can rent and reserve online and pick up in-store. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner Radio is heard coast to coast on hundreds of stations, great stations just like this one, KKCQ AM 1480 and 96.7 FM in Fauston, Minnesota. Special hello to everybody in that part of Minnesota. Get some great emails and calls from you from time to time. Keep them coming. You can reach out to us right now, 800-946-4420, or send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to shift over to Georgia. Amy's on the line. Amy, welcome to the show, and tell us what's happening around your house, or particularly, it looks like, in the backyard.
Hello. Thank you so much for talking to me. I'm so excited.
Good.
I have a depression area in my backyard. I was told it was from construction material. The house was built in 1982. I think it's exacerbated because the rain runoff goes right over that section. Mm-hmm. And so I need to know, would you recommend filling it in with dirt and grading the yard? Or is it just going to come back? And I'm just afraid to dig into it because I've seen horror stories about people spending upwards of, you know, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I've seen this quite a bit, and there's a variety of different things that cause a depression in the yard like that. Most of it is something to do with just, you know, a tree that may have, you know, seeing the pictures and everything makes me think of a lot of situations in my area where hurricane damage and trees have been knocked down and trees have been cut off flush with the ground. And then over the years, they deteriorate and it starts sinking. And that may well be something, maybe something that happened before you bought the house. Or and it's possible that a contractor buried some debris. I think that is that's a terrible, terrible thing for anybody to do like that, because it inevitably is going to cause some problems. But I would think what I would do is I would just add some good soil on top of it. You might have a little bit of you wouldn't want to put any clay in there, I don't believe, because you want to encourage the growth growth of the grass over it. But I would look at, putting, dressing it off with some dirt. And when you walk on it, is it spongy at all? Okay, good, good. Well, I would just add dirt to it, rake it out, maybe, cast some seeds on it to get that going, and I think you're going to be fine. If it's not something, it's more worrisome when you see holes down in there that would indicate that there's a really deep cavity there for some reason. But whatever is causing it to depress like that, sooner or later it'll all finish deteriorating. And just add that dirt on top. I don't think you'll have any problem whatsoever. That way you're preventing that water from settling in that one spot, which can cause it to be, a bigger problem later on.
And would you recommend to have someone come in and regrade the yard so that the rainwater goes a little bit more out and away from that?
Well, I certainly would. I would talk to, there's bound to be a good landscaper that deals with a lot of drainage issues like that. I mean, almost all of them have to deal with the drainage issues because you've got to move that water away. But you also have to be kind of sensitive to the surrounding neighbors and so forth, because we have a lot of situations where we get calls where someone has done something in the yard and it's created quite a flow of water elsewhere. So gradual drainage all around the perimeter of the house and the perimeter of the yard is probably what you want. But you can find a landscaper that does a lot of residential work, kind of look around, get a few references, and I guarantee you they've dealt with the exact same situation many times, I'm sure.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was thinking. Thank you very much.
Good, Amy. Well, thanks so much for being a part of the show, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, you as well. Joe, what do you think? I a buddy of mine had a house, and it's kind of in a little bit of a area that has some water nearby, and he actually, digging his foundation, found a number of logs that they had buried in there. And I think maybe the developers many years ago said, we'll never build a house over there.
Right.
Then they build houses all around them, and they go, well, let's build a house there now.
Right.
And he had quite a bit of trouble there in getting rid of all of those logs. That's a terrible habit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why you should never bury any kind of wood, whether it's construction debris or a trunk or a stump or anything like that, because it will eventually decompose. You don't know how long it's going to take. But typically they recommend topsoil mixed with sand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you put in a few inches, you compact it, you put in a few inches and compact it, because it's hard to compact 12 inches of dirt and topsoil.
Right?
So you usually do a little at a time. And then also save some off to the side, because after it rains and after kids are running across, it may continue to sink down. But I would certainly do that first rather than dig it up. I mean, if it continues to be an issue, then she won't have any option but to dig it up. But at least try this first.
Exactly. That's a good idea. Hey, I want to let you know that you need to head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway right now for your chance to win a really cool prize from our friends at Quikrete. Now, one lucky winner every single month will receive a Quikrete walk maker to create their own pathway. I just saw one yesterday in a neighborhood. It just really stood out. It looked great. The people were really proud of it. Now, if you've never heard of the walk maker, it's a reusable concrete mold that's made of durable plastic. Makes it real easy to create a sidewalk, a walkway that looks like it's made of individual pavers. And not only is Quikrete giving away the walk maker, but they're also throwing in 25 bags of concrete. And that's enough for a 50-foot long path. Think about that, coming right out of the front of your house, right out to the street. And again, to enter, all you have to do is head right now to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. You don't want to drag your feet on this, because this giveaway ends October 31st, and that'll be here before you know it. Joe, you got your Halloween costume all set up, and I'm real curious as to what you're going as this
I'm
year.
Going as a very popular home improvement expert from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
You're getting a platinum wig? Is that what you did?
Platinum wig and a big smile. Yep. We live just down past where the kids trick-or-treat, so we just go up to the neighborhood where trick-or-treating is going on and have fun with everybody else, so we don't have to actually be at home. A lot of people, unfortunately, are stuck at home because you have kids coming up to the house. But how about, you're in a new house. This is your second or first October in
Let's
the house?
See. This would be my second one.
Your second one. Okay.
And the first one, we had two trick-or-treaters, but we set that up with the kids across the street, with their mom. You bring them by around 7 o'clock, they'll get all the candy, because there won't be anybody else that comes to my house. And if they do, if somebody comes and knocks on the door, I'm going to be really concerned. So
that's right.
So. But anyway, it's right around the corner. A lot of fun for a lot of different people in a lot of different ways that you can have fun and still be safe. Hey, I'll tell you what, we've got so many great emails here. Let me grab this one from Kristen. It says, hi, Danny and Joe. I have a large unheated mudroom off my kitchen. I'm planning to put insulation underneath between the floor joists. What's the best type of insulation to use? And should I also cover the insulation with plywood? We've had some trouble in the past with animals tearing up the insulation. Well, that's always, kind of a conflict there because, first of all, I think the attention should be to keep the animals from getting under the house because you really don't want to cover – well, first of all, you don't want to get underneath the house and have to cover it all with plywood. You might have some moisture issues by doing that. It's a heck of a lot of work and very expensive to do that. But I think using the mineral wool insulation like rock wool and then use that netting, which I think is pretty cool, right. That plastic netting to keep it in place or the tension wires, I think that's going to be the best bet there.
Yeah, I would too. I don't think I'd put anything over plywood or certainly not plastic because you don't want to be trapping any moisture. And I agree with Danny, the rock wool insulation would be the best. It's highly energy efficient. It resists mold and mildew and moisture. And you could just pop it up. Sometimes people use chicken wire too just to hold it in place because it doesn't have any facing on it. So you can't staple it in place. And the wires Danny is talking about, they're often called stay wires because they stay in place. And they're just spring wire. You push them up. There's no installation really except pressing them up. And they hold the insulation in place, space them maybe, 2 feet apart is probably plenty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the way to go is with rock wool insulation.
Yeah, that's that way it's mold and mildew resistant. It'll, keep those floors nice and warm in the morning, no matter where you live. It does make a big difference. But again, the best insulation you can do for year-round savings is in that attic. If your attic does not have sufficient insulation, we're talking about 14 inches of insulation. If you don't have that, that's the place to start in making your home a little more comfortable and certainly a lot more energy efficient. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipp. Along with my buddy Joe Truini. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, we all have this love-hate relationship with dusting. You know, we love to see things all nice and clean and shiny, but it's not a lot of fun stirring up the dust and climbing and stooping to get high and low with spots like, getting those ceiling fans clean or baseboards. So the folks at Swiffer have heard us talking about it because their synthetic duster super extender dusting kit solves both of these problems. The super extender handle extends up to 6 feet, so ceiling fan blades and light fixtures are no longer a problem to keep nice and clean. And the specially coated fibers on their 360-degree duster grabs onto dust from every direction and won't let it go. In fact, they can trap 3 times more dust and allergens than a common feather duster. So head over to HomeDepot.com to get yours, and maybe this will make dusting almost enjoyable. I'm not sure about that, but at least, it's kind of like the microfiber cloths and how much better they can be on certain projects. Instead of just using the feather duster, it makes a lot of sense. Now I know what to get you for Christmas, Joe.
Oh, please do. Yes. The extender dusting kit. Yeah, sure. Why not? I got plenty of ceiling fans. I think I have about 6 or 8 of them now.
Hey, I want to remind you how you can get in touch with us here at Today's Homeowner Radio. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And we've got a call right now coming in from Alaska. Let's see what we got.
Hey, I really enjoy your show. My question is, we built our house in 82. So I wanted to put in floor heat in the slab in the basement. However, they were having issues with it, and I didn't want to have a problem with my cement slab, so I didn't. But now what I want to do is somehow put a block between the cement slab and the garage. I don't know if like a coat of Flexseal would do it, or the rubber mats that are 2x2 that are somewhat locked together on the edges, or put down in-floor heat with a light coat of concrete over that. But it really keeps the garage very, very cool just because of all the cement slab. And I'm calling from Alaska, so we do have our share of cold weather. Anyhow, if you had any suggestions, I'd be real interested in hearing.
Okay, Don. Well, we appreciate your call on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Joe, you know, radiant heat is something, of course, I have not been exposed to a lot of it living in the Southeast, but I know it's a very popular way of doing it. But it's always been a question as to, you know, the methods that are acceptable to add radiant heat to an existing slab. And I know there's a lot of hydronic systems out there that you can do that. But what would you suggest to Don there? He's really trying to warm his place up a little bit.
Yeah, that was quite an understatement. We live in Alaska, so we have our share of cold weather.
Yeah, I guess
you would have your share. Basically, radiant floor heat comes in two basic types: hydronic, which is hot water piped through rubber tubing, or electric. And for retrofitting situations like Don's, I would certainly recommend electric. They come in radiant heat mats. And so it's essentially a really thin fiber mat that has wires running through it. And you just lay it down in typically in thin set right on top of the slab. And then you often will just pour, what I did in our bathroom downstairs, I poured a light underlayment of a self-leveling, basically thin, super thin concrete on top of that. And when that cured, then I tiled over it. And once that's cured, I mean, you could put other flooring on it. We decided to use tile because tile, of course, absorbs the heat and radiates it and really keeps the room warm. And if you've not lived with radiant floor heating, whether it's hydronic or electric, you'd wonder why you ever installed anything else. Because once your feet are warm, your whole body stays warm. And it's pretty energy efficient, too. Once the room will warm up pretty quickly. And once that floor warms up, it stays warm. So I think radiant floor heat mats is probably the way to go.
Now, what size piping would you normally have on that if you're doing a hydronic system like that? You're talking about actual mats that integrate together.
Right. Well, they just will design it for the space, and they have stock sizes that come in certain sizes. But like in our bathroom, I had it cut to fit around the vanity and the toilet. So you could just tell them what you want, and they make the mat and send it out. But as far as the hydronic, which would be pretty difficult for Don to do because they'd have to build up the floor quite a bit, the tubing is usually outside diameter might be 5/8 of an inch. You know, and an engineer will have to, not an engineer, but a plumber will have to come out and run a heat loss evaluation, a calculation to determine what the water temperature will be and how far apart you would space this tubing. Because obviously the closer they are together, the more heat it puts out, and the further apart, the less heat it puts out. So it'll depend on where the room is located. In Alaska, you know, who knows, you might have to put quite a bit of tubing. And then that goes to a manifold and you just pump hot water through it.
Yeah. Well, I know I've been to a few places skiing before, snow skiing, and you're right, boy, when you have that floor, that whole area nice and warm, and your feet been cold all day long, and then you're taking those ski boots off and walking around, that's a pretty good feeling right there.
Yeah, nothing better than when your feet are warm. Like I said, your whole body stays warm.
Hey, I want to tell you that it's Toilet Week here at Today's Homeowner, brought to you by our friends at Fluid Master. Now, whether you're having toilet problems or you want to upgrade your toilet for a true spa experiencing, well, we're covering all of the bases. So head over to todayshomeowner.com/toiletweek for everything you need to know. Now, you'll find articles and videos to help you demystify this bathroom fixture that most of us, well, kind of take for granted. Again, that's todayshomeowner.com/toiletweek, brought to you by our friends at Fluid Master. There's so many times that you'll have a problem with a toilet, that ghost flushing or leaking that's costing you hundreds and hundreds of dollars in water cost, that can be fixed in about 3 minutes. Sometimes it's just a flapper that's, you know, $4 or $5, or just a little adjustment here and there. But it's one of those things that a lot of people are just scared to touch it because they don't, you know, it's still working, even though it's might be wasting water, but it is a pretty easy fix. ticks on most things.
Well, how many people actually take off the lid of the tank and peek in there and see what's going on? Very few people. But it's actually relatively simple, just gravity in most cases. And you're right, a little bit of a leak through the... That wastes a lot of water. If you have a little bit of water dribbling through there, and it adds up by the end of the month.
Well, someone was telling me about a way that they were saving money on the water usage they have with their toilet.
How's that?
And they said, check out what I did. I opened the tank and looked in there. They had two bricks in there
to take up
more room. And I'm going, wow, I didn't want to say that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
But I'm not sure they recommend that anymore.
I don't think they do at all. That's bound to get in the way of things. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking with our friends at GE Lighting about some of the smart home devices that are a lot easier to implement in your home than you might think. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, TightBond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to TightBond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit TightBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
It's Toilet Week at Today's Homeowner, and our friends at Fluid Master are helping us school you on all things toilet-related. Because let's face it, nobody's happy if the toilet's not working. Whether your toilet is constantly running or you simply want to upgrade what you have, we have a collection of how-to videos, informative articles, and insider tips to help you diagnose and repair common toilet problems. Or add a little luxury to make your bathroom more of a spa-like experience. To find out more, check out todayshomeowner.com/toiletweek.
In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And you know, lighting has changed a good bit over the years with all the introduction of LED lights and other focus on how to properly light your home. And of course, one thing that we can always trust is the GE products. And GE Lighting, the Savant company, is still providing us with some really cool lighting innovations, but now it's gone a step further, and with really bringing to market a lot of exciting smart home products to market under the name Sync. And Paul Williams is with us today, And Paul, we appreciate you being with us, and exciting times there at GE Lighting with all of the Sync products. I have some myself, and that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun with it. It's a great category. As you know, GE Lighting is a 130-plus-year-old company, really kind of the pioneers in bringing lighting into home and a trusted brand. And we've taken that into this product line and into the smart home and taken that experience and really building products and solutions that consumers can trust.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about the benefits of smart home, and what do you see and what do you tell a lot of consumers why it really makes sense to implement some of these smart home products?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I think a lot of people think about smart home and they think about, well, what we're doing is enabling couch potatoes. From the comfort of your couch, you can turn on the light that's 3 feet away from you with your mobile device or with your voice. And if that was smart home, honestly, I don't think I'd be very interested in it either.
Right.
But really, the benefits of smart home is its convenience, its comfort, its control, and safety and security. If we can make a family feel more safe and secure in their home, which they should, it should be their place of refuge. And then also, if we can save them time or even save them money and the energy costs that they've got, That's a worthwhile benefit, and those are some of the benefits that smart home can bring to a consumer.
Well, I also like in the Sync products that you're not having to install a separate hub or any type of bridge, and then the user is just so user friendly and being able to use the one app to control all of the different ones. I mean, I know I have a motion sensor, I have the direct connect light bulb, which is been around a little while, but that's something that I don't believe people can realize, that you just screw the light bulb in, pair it with your app, and now you have control of that light bulb. I'm sure, again, you're having a lot of fun with that.
We are. I mean, that was one of the things as we looked at the smart home. One of the challenges that consumers had was in how do they even set this stuff up in the first place? And so we took a lot of care in how we've designed these solutions to make it just so simple that a consumer of any knowledge, quite honestly, can get in and make these products work to their convenience and how they would like them to work. So we've really simplified that process.
Well, it's certain, you talk about convenience, you talk about comfort, but boy, when you talk about security for your family and having one of the Sync smart cameras and the outdoor plugs and so forth like that, that you really can create an environment that's a deterrent to someone that might think about, one of the bad guys breaking in the house. And you can kind of monitor wherever you are with the different smart cameras that you install. I think that's a great way to go. Also, holidays right around the corner. Boy, you can implement a lot of these products, making sure you've got the right holiday decorations as well, huh?
That is completely true. So we have outdoor plugs and indoor plugs. So whether you're lighting the Christmas tree lights on your Christmas tree and you want them to come on at certain times during the day to schedule that so you don't have to continually remember to turn them on, or whether it's outdoor lighting. So with your outdoor decorations and outdoor lighting, to have them turn on as needed. It makes it really, really super simple to do and to really have that popping yard. Everybody wants to have the great-looking yard during the holidays.
That's right. Exactly right. And that'll be here before we know it. Paul Williams with GE Lighting. Paul, where can we tell everybody to drop by? What website would be the best for them to go to?
Places they can go look today is GELighting.com, and they'll see the smart lighting products under there under Sync.
Fantastic. Well, Paul, thanks so much for being with us and getting us up to date on what's happening around GE Lighting, and I'm sure we'll be talking again.
You bet. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate the time. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. So, Joe, I'm telling you, like we talked about many times on the show, it's starting to make sense. Many, many years ago, the whole smart home devices were, and I like what Paul mentioned about enabling those couch potatoes. I think that's a kind of
right.
a good way of looking at it. It's not just because we're lazy, but, it's the convenience part of it, the security part of it, the comfort part of it. All of that plays into it. And then, I've installed some of these products, not GE, but other ones many years ago. And I mean, you had to put the hub in, you had to do this, you had to do that. After a while, you go, wait a minute, I spent all this money and this is all I'm getting. So it's a lot more streamlined and a lot more DIY friendly, you would say.
Yeah, the evolution of the smart home products has really changed that whole industry, because most of it was hardwired originally. And then, like you said, you had the hub and you had a manual that looked like NASA had written
right,
trying to figure out what turns what on, you know, so now they've just really streamlined, and that's just, you know, that just comes with time, you know, as they scale down the products and they get smarter about how they're creating these smart products.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, Joe, we have a simple solution coming up. Give us a little tease what we might expect.
It's a fast fix for fixing a damaged door track, a sliding door track, which often causes the door to either roll really roughly or not roll at all.
Yeah, I was at a house a couple weeks ago in a big, nice glass sliding door, and yeah. I noticed they had like a sofa in front of it. And I said, well, you don't use that door? No, we tried, but 2 or 3 years ago, I snatched the handle off of it because it's so darn open. So I've turned it into a wall. Wow.
It's easier to move the couch than to open the door.
Exactly. So I hope they're listening today, because you might be able to solve that little problem for
okay.
them. Be able to, especially this time of the year, nice to open
That's
those
right.
glass sliding doors, have that screen there. Hey, we're going to share that simple solution with you when we come back. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Here at the Home Depot, we want to help you do big, bigger, even epic. From small tools to earth-moving equipment, we've got your DIY covered, no matter how big or small. And at the Home Depot, you can rent and reserve online and pick up in-store. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
If you're looking for something to binge watch a little bit, I would recommend you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. There you'll find over 500 videos of Joe's simple solutions. I mean, so many things that you would never think about, and I'm sure that you might be experiencing some of the problems that Joe addresses on the simple solutions, but before you go there, Joe's got one for you right now.
All right, Danny, the metal track that forms the threshold of a sliding patio door takes quite a beating over time, and all those battle scars eventually leave the track not only not looking so great, but it also can cause the door to ride really roughly and in some cases actually hop off the track. So to repair the damage, I got a really simple solution. What you want to do is lay a 2x4 block. You may have to ordinarily have to cut it down, but get a good 1.5-inch thick wooden block and cut it to fit between the track, because the track usually has, you know, so these raised areas that the door rides on, right? These raised like flanges. So you set this wood block in the track, stand on top of it 1 foot, and use a hammer to just pound out any little bends, bumps, or wrinkles in that track. What you're trying to do is just straighten out that track, which is the reason the door's not riding so smoothly. If it has a little bend in it, sometimes you can get away with it for a little while, but sooner or later, that bend will be too much for the door to ride smoothly on. So just take your hammer and tap it out. Again, you have to stand on that block because you don't want it to bend something else on the door, and just slide it down and do that. Now, you're not going to get it perfectly straight as it came out of the factory, and it doesn't have to be, but you just want to take out most of those little bumps and bends so the door will ride smoothly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And while you're at it, it's time to really clean that up well and just make sure you get any of the debris. You'll be surprised all the stuff that finds its way in that little track down there. So cleaning that up. Now, what about the lubrication on that, Joe? We recommend people not just to grab that can and just spray that multi-purpose lubricant right in there, because it's going to end up accumulating and actually causing more trouble. What would you recommend on that?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I've never had any luck if the door itself is not sliding well, the wheels, the rollers, whatever. I've never had any luck trying to adjust them. I just have to take off the door. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the only thing I've found that works. Take it off. This way you can really examine those wheels, and they're usually set in a frame, and they're very easy to replace, and you can get replacements at any home center. So if you see any little trouble with that wheel, whether it's chipped or something's bent, just replace it. That's what I would do. And then you adjust it after you put the door back in place. But yeah, don't spray any lubricant. That's the key. Yeah.
Hey, we want to remind you about the Today's Homeowner Television Show episode this week. This is an interesting one where everybody started, this past couple years, starting to work at home a lot. So trying to find a place that you could conduct business within your home can be quite a challenge. We worked with one homeowner that took over their master bedroom closet. We helped him out by installing a window and built a really nice computer stand, and we're actually able to create what we're calling a cloffice. So it's the office in the closet, and it works so well. And they're on like their second year now working out of their cloffice. And plus, it's a lot of fun. It also shows some great closet organizational tips, because it still had to exist as a closet in addition to that. So it worked pretty well. And so I hope you have a chance to check out that episode on this week's show. You can go to todayshomeowner.com/listings and be able to see exactly where you can see it in your neck of the woods. This will pretty much wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.